Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. So you're saying there's a chance. I've shown some frustration recently with Make Israel More Murderous Again. I'm showing frustration of again. You know, you do what you will. You already basically we turn our backs on everything you do. But maybe we don't need to be involved. After all, we already, give you billions and we already sell you arms. And then we turn our back. So, yeah, I'd say you're pretty energized by the United States. Doesn't mean we need to step our toes into it. So I've appreciated that. I didn't like that act at all. I thought it was entirely unnecessary because it's only going to potentially escalate a war. And I think Trump was tricked into how close Iran probably was. But, yeah, someone pointed out, and I'm going to get to a soundbite from this morning that's amazing. Somebody pointed out, well, remember, they were even thinking about doing it back in 2016. So you could say it's not like he did something out of the blue that no one's ever thought might be worthy of doing. However, I still don't like it. That is, bomb, quote, nuclear facilities or enrichment facilities. But nonetheless, this morning, I am buoyed a little bit due to this. This is Trump going out to the helicopter. Listen closely.
I do. They violated, but Israel violated it too.
Are you questioning if
Israel? As soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
All right, so that's, I don't want to say amazing, but I will point out a couple things. The questions were basically, do you believe they're committed to peace? And interestingly, the journalists first started with, do you believe Iran's committed to peace? So as far as who has more control of the press, that's only anecdotal with only one. But where did Trump go? He started with Israel, twice. I'm going to let you listen to that again, or at least the first part of it.
You said that Iran violated the peace agreement and the ceasefire agreement. Do you believe that Iran is still committed to peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated, but Israel violated it too.
Are you questioning if Israel is committed?
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before.
All right, so. So why I'm buoyed is because calling the bluff of the supposed, oh, we're never supposed to, you know, oppose them. And, you know, Trump's a bridge burner. And in the sense of, if I'm going to negotiate with you, I'm not just going to, for acting like we're friends, not talk about when you do something different. I mean, look at he and Elon. They seem like they were buddies for life. I don't like that ended, but the point there is that it's good that, when he said, damn it, I said peace, and now you assholes are trying to kill each other more, and while that's bad enough, more specifically, it's bad because we said peace, and he didn't make it up. He didn't have a dream about meeting with them, that much I'm sure. Now, whether or not he kind of, you know, strong-armed at the end and said, good, so we have a deal, 12 hours, and everybody's like, I don't know if we have a deal. Do we have a deal? But nonetheless, they knew that's what the United States was coming out with. And both of them decided to go violate the spirit, if not the letter, of the peace agreement, as he said. You know, I give you 12 hours. It doesn't mean you're supposed to escalate in the meantime. So I actually love this. Some people like, he's out of his depth. They were going to break it all along. Yeah, but what would you have him do? Write a book about it later? mention a book 10 years from now, you know, we had the deal. I mean, this shows some balls and some transparency. And I got to say very quickly, I think that the way Trump uses Truth Social is pretty amazing for transparency of actions in this type of way. I mean, you can question him of how he, you know, uses it in other cases, but I mean, immediately after it's done, now the details aren't there, but he tried to give a lot of details. That's pure transparency. What more do you want from your government when it's trying to stop wars? That's incredible. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.